Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. Pursuing the one you love isn't exactly like a game, but it's not all that different either. There's starting and finishing, winning and losing, and songwriters borrow the metaphor.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Finding somebody to love and persuading that person to love you back, there's the problem. You need both, and then maybe you're a winner. That may be too simple by half, but the sense of struggle and a refusal to give up hope do feel relevant. There's the general conclusion based on previous experience and the imagined conversation with the one you haven't met yet, from someone who's lost and someone who hasn't yet won. Marion Harris, A Good Man is Hard to Find, and Noel Coward, Someday I'll Find You.
Stand. You always had a sweet voice, Amanda.
Thank you.
From 1918, Marion Harris with Eddie Green's A Good Man Is Hard to Find, and from 1930, Noel Coward with his own Someday I'll Find You. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. We start with the unanswerable question, given witty form in this case by a pair of lovers who's encountered one another through time. First in Eden, moving through the Stone Age and Nero's Rome, and now starting over in the present. He overcame her resistance again and again, but each time he asks the same question. From George Gershwin, Ira Gershwin, and Buddy DeSilva's 1925 score to Tell Me More, Patrick Cassidy and Sally Mays, How Can I Win You Now?
Since the world began, I have been your man. You have always brought me paradise.
In our former lives, I was all your wives.
So I ask your advice. How can I win you now? I've got to have you once more.
I really don't know how, although you've done it before.
Back in the Stone Age, all I did was hit you right on the dome. And when you fainted, darling, by your hair, I dragged you home.
And back in Nero's days, somehow I seem to recall, with honeyed words of praise, you made me fall.
I overcame your resistance in every former life, but how can I win you now? Just as sure as fate, lady, you're my mate. You were mine the moment that we met.
Maybe it was so in the long ago. Now I'm harder to get.
How can I win you now? I've got to have you once more.
I really don't know how, although you've done it before.
Back in Beau Brummel's day, I dolled up and was awfully cute. And so it wasn't hard to win you when I pressed my suit.
In 1300, sir, those days when you were a knight, I fell because you were so darn polite.
I overcame your resistance in every former life, but how can I win me now?
Patrick Cassidy and Sally Mays, How Can I Win You Now? If you're going to have songs about winning, it's not surprising that at least some of them won't have a thing to do with love, but some will. Maybe it's an odd way to think about love, but somehow finishing first fills the bill. When you start at the bottom, if you've got the right person beside you, the odds are pretty good. In the long run, it turns into a song about praise that rests at the very top. Gavin Creel, Starting at the Bottom, and Hal Kemp's orchestra, You're the Top.
Starting at the bottom, it's tougher to suffer with no one to show one the surest way to make good. Blue days when you got 'em, they make you so lonely, and you say, if only I'd find a way to make good. There is someone who could supply my aching need. If she'll see it through, then the future's guaranteed. Starting at the bottom, with my girl beside me, to help me and guide me, I'll find the way to make good. How the scene has been changed, everything has been rearranged. Now I know what those words mean. A brand new broom sweeps clean. Step by step, I must climb. I'll get hep if they give me time. Though it's hard, I have hopes. Once I know the ropes, what's the use of all this hard-won college knowledge? Starting at the bottom, it's tougher to suffer with no one to show one the surest way to make good. Blue days when you got them, they make you so lonely. And you say, if only I'd find the way to make good. There is someone who could supply my aching need. If she'll see it through, then the future's guaranteed. Starting at the bottom, with my girl beside me, to help me and guide me, I'll find the way to make good. I'll find the way to make good.
Top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse, you're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, your garb or salary, your cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. And you're a Coolidge dollar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drama. You're Whistler's mama. You're Camembert. You're a rose. You're Inferno's Dante. You're the nose on the great Durante. I'm a worthless bum, as the French would say, de trop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
From Kay Swift and Paul James' 1930 score to Fine and Dandy, Gavin Creel with Starting at the Bottom, and from Cole Porter's 1934 score to Anything Goes, Hal Kemp and his orchestra with You're the Top. The ambiguity of a title gets your attention. You're bound to listen long enough to find out which possibility pertains. The title here is My First Love, My Last Love. It turns out they're one and the same. Once you win, you hold on to what you've got. The complications arise in other songs yet to come. With Scrappy Lambert on the vocal, this is the Arden Omen Orchestra.
The first love that I knew was love I gave to you, gave it all in sweet surrender. No other love I've known than yours and yours alone. To me that one love is true. My love, it is my life. Life shall be my love's defender. No matter what I do, I shall keep clinging to my first love, my last love, you.
From 1930, Scrappy Lambert and the Arden Omen Orchestra with Sigmund Romberg, Irving Caesar, and Otto Harbach's My First Love, My Last Love. The next song begins with somebody in what she calls the middle of a muddle, and then spends the rest of the time talking to herself, warning herself. It's a cautionary exercise in restraint. Watch out, she keeps saying. Watch those hands, watch those lips, watch those sweet words. And finally, watch your heart. The danger in all this, if you win, you lose. This is Colleen Fitzpatrick.
I'm in the middle of a muddle, tantalized but unprepared. When in doubt, it's sometimes best to be running. And though you hate it, running scared. So I say to myself, be careful. You've got but one life to live, one heart to give. Watch those hands, old girl, mustn't let them try to caress you. Watch those lips, old girl, if they get too close, they distress you. Watch those sweet words he softly dishes when you're standing. Eyes, old girl, they have got you down to a science. If he tries, old girl, stand your ground and show your defiance. What to do, where to turn, how to choose. Watch your heart, old girl. If you win, you lose. Heart what to do, where to turn, how to choose. Watch your heart, old girl. If you win, you lose.
Colleen Fitzpatrick with Richard Adler's If You Win, You Lose. Tolstoy began Anna Karenina. Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Same with losing and winning. Winners are all alike, but losers lose in an endless number of ways. Winners blur, losers stand out. You set out to love, and you risk falling on your face. You're a loser with a thousand ways to flop, but there are times when you're irresistible. Taking a chance, and then taking a fall. Eileen Farrell, Lovers and Losers, and Judy Collins, Hard Lovin' Loser.
Choosers, big dream or small, you finders and seekers are lucky indeed. Find a dream you can switch to, one you can hitch to, that's all you need. Never, never be faint of heart, don't let a chance go by. Disgrace to fall on your face. You're wondering why. Well, listen, lovers and losers, I'll give you the news. A loser can still win, and a lover can't lose. Never, never be faint of heart. Don't let a chance go by. It's no disgrace to fall on your face. You're wondering why. Well, listen, lovers and losers, I'll give you the news. A loser can still win, and a lover can't lose. A loser can win, but you know that a lover can't lose.
He's the kind of guy puts on a motorcycle jacket and he weighs about 105. He's the kind of surfer, got a ho daddy haircut, and you wonder how he'll ever survive. He's the kind of frogman wearing 20 pounds of counterweights and sinking in the sea like a stone. He's the kind of soldier got no sense of direction and they send him in the jungle alone. But when the frost's on the pumpkin and the little girls are jumping, he's a hard-loving son of a gun. He's got a waiting downstairs just to sample his affairs and they call him a spoonful of fun. He's the kind of person going riding on a skateboard and his mind's raging out of control. He's the kind of person goes to drive a Maserati, puts the key inside the wrong little hole. He's the kind of ski bum tearing wild down the mountain, hits a patch where there ain't any snow.
He's the kind of cowboy, got a hot trigger finger, shoots his boot because he's drawing kind of slow. But when he comes in for bowling, he's an expert in rolling, sets the pins up and lays them right down. He's got them taken off the heels, and they like the way he feels, and they call him a carnival clown. Well, he's got a parachute and screaming like Geronimo and makes a little hole in the ground. He's the kind of logger when the man hauls his timber, gotta stop and look around for the sound. He's the kind of artist, rents a groovy little attic and discovers that he can't grow a beard. He's a human cannonball come in for a landing, and he wonders where the net disappeared. But when he takes off his shoes, it won't come news that they're lining up and freezing in twos. He's got them pounding on the door, got them begging for some more. He's got them pounding on the door, got them begging for some more, and they call him whatever they choose.
Eileen Farrell with Alec Wilder and William M. Vick's Lovers and Losers, and Judy Collins with Dick Farina's Hard Lovin' Loser.
You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser.
The result of losing is being lost. We take it for granted, even though it's an evocative use of a word, a small redirection that deepens its effect. These two songs are making similar points, but each does it in its own way. The first relies on habit and familiarity to avoid losing the one he loves, while the second loads up the sense of loss with the weight of emotion. In the first, I'd lose you. In the second, I'd be lost. Ian Whitcomb, I Hate to Lose You, and Lilias White, I'd Be Lost Without You.
I hate to lose you, I'm so used to you now. Still I excuse you for breaking your vow. Just like the sunshine I found, I'm used to having you round. You're all I've ever been thinking. Who am I going to love now that you turn me down? Just like the rose, dear, that's used to the sun, its petals close, dear, when summer is done. And I'm so used to your kissing, all the others seem strange. Used to your loving, and I don't want to change. I hate to lose you, I'm so used to you now. We'll be right back. lose you. I'm so used to you now, honey baby, honey pie. Still, baby, I excuse you for breaking your vow. Just like the sunshine I found, I'm so used to having you round. You're all I've ever been thinking of. Who am I going to love now that you turn me down? Just like the rose, dear, that's used to the sun. Its petals close, dear, when summer is done. And I'm so used to your hugging, all the others seem strange. Used to your kissing, and I don't want to change. I hate to lose you. I'm so used to you now.
Catastrophe. Knowing you were gone would leave me all at sea. I'd be lost without you. Really lost without you. Like a boat on the blue with no captain or crew, I'd be lost without you. You're my compass and chart. You're a guide to my heart. If you said we were through, what on earth would I do? I'd be lost without you. Charms, your comforting charms, and your kiss when I'm misunderstood. Without your arms, your sheltering arms, I'd be lost like a babe in the wood. I wouldn't know where to turn if my bridges should burn. I'd be starting anew, all bewildered and blue. I'd be lost without you.
From 1918, Ian Whitcomb with Archie Gottler and Grant Clark's I Hate to Lose You, and from 1936, Lilias White with Walter Donaldson, Bob Wright, and Chet Forrest's I'd Be Lost Without You. Reading the future is rarely anything more than a projection of the present, especially when it's about emotion. We're not fortune tellers, but we've got how we feel right now, and we impose it on tomorrow. It may not be much, but it's all there is. That looming word, but. I know what I have and what I want to keep, but. Regina Bell sings, If I Should Lose You.
Snow with you beside me. No winds of winter will blow.
Regina Bell with Ralph Ranger and Leo Robbins, If I Should Lose You. Even though these songs have been about winning and losing, most of them have put more emphasis on wit than intensity. What's been missing so far is the poignance of loss. No more. Irving Berlin wrote his first important ballad in 1912, soon after the death of his first wife after 6 months of marriage. It was one of his few personal songs, and even though he wrote within the formulas of the popular songs of the day, it was one of his most deeply felt. The Mills Brothers, When I Lost You.
I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heavens of blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave me summer. The gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you. I lost the sunshine and
Mills Brothers, When I Lost You. The songs of losing are usually more powerful emotionally than those about winning. Not more appealing necessarily, but stronger and often deeper. Saying a love affair is over is nothing new for a popular song, but something in this lyric catches in the throat. The simplest possible statement of despair. No elucidation offered or needed. It's over, the lyric says. And then the final nail, Nobody Wins. With Kris Kristofferson's song from the early 1970s, this is Frank Sinatra.
Anymore, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. We've been injuring each other much too long. And it's too late to try to save what might have been. It's over. Nobody wins. Make believing in forever is just a line, and it seems a little sadder each time we try. 'Cause it's a shame to make the same mistake again and again. It's over. Nobody wins. We've gone too far, too long, too far apart. The loving was easy. It's the living that's hard. For there's no need to stay to see the way it ends. It's over. Nobody wins. Too far, too long, too far apart. The loving was easy. It's the living that's hard. For there's no need to stay to see the way that it ends. It's over. Nobody wins. It's over. Nobody.
Frank Sinatra, Nobody Wins. We've had winners and we've had losers, and both deserve our attention and admiration. Survival and persistence are natural allies, regardless of how things turn out. Maybe the songs are about love, maybe not. Before we finish, we fall in and out of love, and so does the person we insist on loving. There's plenty of winning and losing to go around. So here's to both of them and the people involved. Us. This is Frank Sinatra.
Here's to those who love not wisely, no, not wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Here's to those who drink their dinners when that lady doesn't show. To the girls who wait for kisses underneath that mistletoe. To the lonely summer lovers when the leaves begin to fall. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of the rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, come in out of that rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers. Bless them all. To the winners, lift up the glasses. Here's to the glory still to be. Here's to the battle, whatever it's for. To ask the best of ourselves, then give much more. Here's to the heroes, those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers, here's to all people, here's to the winners all of us can be. Here's to the heroes,
those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers. Here's to all people.
Frank Sinatra with Robert Wells and Jack Siegel's Here's to the Losers and Joe Raposo's Winners. Nothing lasts, everything changes. So both deserve our sympathy, the winners and the losers. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.